Q Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Tuesday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking ass. Emma.
Morning, dude.
Sup?
Well, I just took a drink of what I thought was my water, but I forgot I put apple juice in there. So the second I tipped it, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, it's okay. It's apple juice. I thought my water went bad.
Better than when you accidentally drink your ashtray.
Yeah, I would say so. How's that go?
Drunken nights with beer bottles, man. Don't act like you've never seen that go down before.
We should hang out more.
That's how life happens, man.
That's how life happens, is it?
You get so drunk, smoke so many cigarettes, so many heaters get up in you.
Yeah.
Go to quench your thirst. Oops.
That was a bad surprise.
That it was, like several times.
Oh, no. More than once.
Worse, yeah.
Dude, over and over again.
It's a taste that you will never, ever, 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 ever be able to shake.
Gotta slide that away from you.
Yeah, man. So I learned to stop using beer bottles in general.
Oh, okay.
Ashtrays.
That's a great idea. Oh, my God. Imagine those people who chew.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, the worst.
That I've actually seen happen on construction sites before.
Oh.
It's like, bro, how do you mess that up? Oh. Like, you know, you've got one cup you spit in and one you drink out of. How do you, and the liquids don't look nearly the same.
Oh, it's so gross. I can't even.
And it's sober, too. Like,
yeah, no excuse.
Clear-headed as a bell.
Because they're out there like, well, you drink your ashtray. Well, to be fair, it's not an ashtray.
Now, I did have a couple of wrestling coaches back in the day. They were twin brothers, and they both chewed ridiculously heavy.
Biggest
always
turn
had
off.
Dip in.
Ugh.
And I remember being in like seventh grade, and after practice, having them like dare each other to do something like, and then the loser had to end up drinking the other's tobacco spit. It was just like, yo, seventh grade, this is the craziest thing I think I've ever seen.
I almost booted just now.
I thought me and my brothers had beef.
That is disgusting.
I will make you drink my saliva.
And not even just saliva. Oh, God, get it out of my head. Anyway, so.
The football game last night, pretty good.
Yeah.
Vikings still undefeated, which I'm sure nobody thought was going to happen after Sam Bradford got shipped over there by the Eagles, but. He's got in there. He's got that offense cooking. 4-0 are the Vikings, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, me too. I did not see that coming. But
no AP or anything, and yet y'all are still 4-0. No Teddy Bridgewater. The defense, it's not terrible, but it's not some of the defenses we've seen before from the Vikings. The Purple People Eaters, man.
Yeah,
but
well,
it was solid.
Remember last year when the Panthers kind of came out of nowhere to us? I mean, we knew they were getting good, but they went on a tear and made it all the way. Do you think the Vikings are going to have a surprise season like that or just a few good games? I don't think so.
I mean, let's look at who they've beat so far. The Giants yesterday. They've got Eli. There's no saving the Giants franchise until y'all drop Eli. Y'all thought Tom Coughlin was the problem. No, right. It's Eli.
The world's
it,
forever
infuriated
little brother.
Infuriated me. Yeah. How did he have two rings before Peyton?
Team.
Exactly. Had nothing to do with him.
Nope.
He just threw things up and hoped for the best and said prayers.
Yep.
That was it. Ends up getting a couple of Super Bowl rings, but they
I'm
beat
sure
the
Giants. Peyton's like, I know, right?
They beat the Giants so far. Let me see what the Giants' schedule has been. They beat the Cowboys, I believe, last week.
Yeah. Which was beautiful, I think, right?
New York Giants' schedule. Yeah. They definitely beat them.
I'd like to see the Panthers do well again this year. That was fun.
I don't know that they're going to.
No.
It doesn't look like it so far. I mean, they're 1-3 now.
Yeah.
So it's quite the different record that they had last time this year.
Much different.
So they're showing me who they got coming up. I want to know who they've already played. Google, I hate you.
Stupid Google. Well, we'll figure that. I guess we can talk about it in air quotes sports.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Either way, the
Vikings have had a fairly soft schedule, in my opinion, so far. Much like the Eagles have. I love the Eagles. I'm blown away that they're 3-0 right now. But we had the Browns. Who did we have in our home opener? So unmemorable, I can't even think of it. We beat the Steelers last week, which was awesome because nobody thought we were going to beat the Steelers.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know who the Eagles played week one.
God, that's driving me crazy.
It was a good game, too. Because I was like, oh, yeah, look at it. So week one was the Browns. Eagles week two.
What was two?
We're going to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
The Bears.
The Bears.
That's who.
That's what it was. Browns and Bears.
Yeah.
Got those. Okay.
And that was the game where they gave them basically the gimme points. Like, all right, guys, we've got y'all pretty beat.
We're
you get to have some touchdowns.
Sit down.
Enjoy.
No problem.
But, man, coming up this morning, we've got some guest list spots for Randy and Mr. Leahy. That's tonight at the Hi-Fi Music Hall. Two of the Trailer Park Boys. Come on out and see them tonight. We'll get you in there. You plus one. It is a 21 and up event. So if you want to go check that out this evening, give us a call at 684-0979 and we'll get you plus a guest on the guest list. Also, later on this morning, we got the Head and the Heart tickets for their show at the McDonald Theater October 9th. They also come with meet and greet passes. Plus, we got news and sports next.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rockin' Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
There's a few words you obviously should never use when you're describing a woman. In theory, I shouldn't have to hold your hand through those. So today I'm going to just focus on the slightly less obvious ones.
Okay.
Because a new survey asked women what words they hate being described with. And here are the top 10 from the Daily Mail.
I love being the focus group.
Number one is hormonal.
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Daily Mail.
Wow.
Captain Obvious.
It's funny because as you go through this list, I have a feeling I'm going to get more hormonal.
Well, a couple of these, I hear chicks refer to them, not to themselves, but other women all the time. Speaking of which, number two on a list, drama queen.
Well, the hormonal thing is, it's one of those things where we can say it, but you can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I got some serious PMS going on. Sorry. But if
y'all
you
can
say,
relate.
What are you on? What are you PMSing? Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say
probably
that.
Probably bad.
Because no matter what, it's not going to go well. Your answer will probably seem like yes, no matter what.
But number two, drama queen.
Okay.
Again, one of those words, like I said, I hear other chicks refer to other chicks with that all the time.
I call guys that all the time. I call you guys that all the time.
Yeah, man. A bunch of people in here like that. Number three is bitchy.
Eh. I call guys bitchy.
Yeah.
Bitchy is just bitching about stuff.
Yeah. Number four is high maintenance.
I know guys who are high maintenance. Well, way more high maintenance than I am.
Number five, according to Daily Mail, ways women hate being described. They hate being described as hysterical.
Yeah, any emotion freaks guys out. So, she's crazy, or she's hysterical, just because they don't understand emotion.
I always thought when somebody said somebody's hysterical, that meant that they were funny, not somebody was going crazy.
Yeah, it works in both ways.
I know it does, but I've never seen anybody use it for the latter. It's
like
always been, hey, you're hysterical.
Or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's an awfully abrupt, that's a microaggression. Check your privilege.
Check
you walk up to somebody saying,
what's all the
hysterical.
Microaggressions?
And I mean, like, you need to be in an asylum.
Well, I thought that's what you meant when you said it to me, but I thank you. I guess you've been complimenting me.
Number six is ball buster.
I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't know what's wrong with a lot of these.
I mean, you could ball bust ladies and gentlemen.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
you can hold your own.
Getting you.
Yeah. Number seven is a diva. Somebody better let Beyonce and everybody else know.
Well, I think if you're upset about this list so far, you might be a little bit of a diva.
Could be. Number eight is high strung.
I get called that all the time.
Number nine on Daily Mail's top 10 list of ways women hate being described is motherly.
Really?
It's what Daily Mail says.
Maybe like single chicks where it's like, don't put that on me yet.
Number 10, princess.
Ugh. Do you see the fire in my eyes?
No, it's dark in here. So it's not burning bright enough.
That might be my number one right there.
Is that right, princess?
Oh, God, yes.
I'll make sure Al calls you that from now on.
Al calls me darling when he wants to piss me off.
Let's do sports.
All right.
Let's talk about some Nature Boy.
Jeez.
Some styling, profiling, kiss stealing, check wielding, limousine riding, jet flying. Woo, son of a gun.
Is that Ric Flair?
That is Ric Flair.
Nice.
He's a wrestling character and legend, and he used to brag about taking the ladies for a ride on Space Mountain. That was his thing.
Is that what he calls his?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
The thing about Rick is that he really was that party guy back in the day, and quite a few women did take that ride. And one of them was Holly Berry.
Oh. All right, Rick, this week's Ask Nate's question comes to us from Goober Dwayne on Twitter. He wants to know, any celebrity riders of Space Mountain? Hashtag Ask Nate.
Any celebrity riders?
R-I-D-E-R-S. Anybody?
Riders. Oh, gosh. Several dozen.
We're going to get any names
today?
You want
me to start with Halle Berry or what?
Oh, Halle Berry rode Space
yes.
Mountain.
Of course she did.
Okay.
She was in Atlanta, and she just got divorced from Dave Justice.
Wait, are you telling a real story right now?
Do what I have to make up a lie?
No, I didn't know that...
You never asked me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad Goober Dwayne did. Anybody else we want to list besides Halle Berry? That's a pretty big one.
We'll stick with her.
He's like, he just says it so casually, so passive.
He's like,
Halle Berry, do we want to start with her?
And then at the end, he's like, I've said enough kind of deal. Like, well, probably not. I probably shouldn't keep going.
Now, as he said, she was just got divorced from David Justice, longtime Atlanta Braves center fielder. Very legendary in the baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly and David divorced back in 97, which I believe was just around the time they were doing Monsters Ball, wasn't it? Holly Berry and Billy Bob Thornton? Wasn't that late 90s? Mid to late 90s?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I want to say it was like 97, 98 they did Monsters Ball, which would be super interesting because Nature Boy could have, in theory, been doing things with Holly Berry at the same time Billy Bob Thornton was.
It says 2001.
Is when it came out, but when did it shoot?
Probably not 99 or 2000.
Yeah, probably not 97. Damn it. That would have been interesting as hell.
Very close.
Like, damn, Holly, Billy Bob Thornton, and Ric Flair in the same year?
Well, not too far apart, though.
Legendary.
She's on a roll, or was.
Man, up ahead, we've got your tees, we got your sleaze, we also got some stuff to hook you up with this morning.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
We're going to start with top 10 alternative songs. New list just came out. And it looks like number 10, we've got Blink-182 with Bored to Death. Kings of Leon made it into the top 10 with Waste a Moment. Bishop Briggs, River, went down from 5 to 8. Phanogram, You Don't Get Me High Anymore, up at 7. Kaleo, Way Down We Go, at 6. Cage the Elephant, Trouble at 5. The Head and the Heart, All We Ever Knew, came in at 4. We've got Head and the Heart tickets coming up.
Yep.
When do you want to do
later
that?
On.
Later on. That's a good idea. Let's do it later on.
Probably 8 or so.
Be ready for that. Green Day, Bang Bang, came in at number 3. Bastille, Good Grief, at 2. And 21 Pilots, Just Heard Heathens. That's number 1 still on the top 10 alternative songs charts. And it's New Release Tuesday, so today's DVD releases include X-Men Apocalypse, Swiss Army Man, and The Purge Election Year. Those are the main ones. Purge, we're both not really into that.
I haven't seen either of them. I own all of them. I will probably buy Purge Election Year. That one I might watch just because, like I said, the ad campaign, I don't know how they were able to advertise it the way they were. They made it legit look like political spots that were approving and encouraging this type of behavior.
Right. They seemed to have a
higher... You didn't really know it was for a movie unless you knew about The Purge.
Right. Exactly. It's interesting. I haven't seen the first one either, and the whole concept is weird, but it looked like they really put an effort to make some sort of storyline that they could advertise rather than just have it be The Purge.
And the ad campaign was crazy good for it. Like I said, those spots looked legit. Had I never heard of The Purge before, I would have thought, like, oh, this is acceptable behavior here in America. Okay. I'll look forward to this 12 hours of craziness.
I can't wait. I'm going to go hysterical.
Yeah, apparently.
There's going to be a mini That 70s Show reunion when Wilmer Valderrama joins Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson on the Netflix show The Ranch. He's doing 3 episodes. All right. If you ask Ben Affleck what his biggest hit of his career was, there'd be a lot of answers. Good Will Hunting is the one that sticks out for me. I would expect him to say. you would. Or maybe more recent stuff like I liked Argo.
Jersey Girls?
Maybe Gone Girl.
Gone Girl, nah.
And then there's Gone Baby Gone.
Nah.
Argo was good. The Town?
Argo was The Town.
Dazed and Confused. That was fun. Shakespeare in Love, he was in that. He'd go with Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
As he should.
In a recent interview, he said that he considered it the biggest success because even though it didn't get, quote, a lot of editorial, or it did get a lot of editorial negativity, more people went to see it than any other movie he's made, and few even had positive responses. By the way, Ben also announced the title for his upcoming standalone Batman movie. It's called The Batman.
Body might change it.
Yeah, it says, at least that's what we're going with now. I might change it. Remember, no one cares whether or not you like the title, only whether or not you'll go see it.
And I will be exploring this a little bit further on tomorrow's edition of Rock's Comic Conversations, the podcast, on iTunes and Audio Boom, Beefcake and Braga. Feel free to download and subscribe. But I think the reason he threw the Batman out there, A, that's been rumored since it's been announced. But the whole little line about, I might just change. Knowing the WB, they're probably just throwing that out there now to see how quickly the title catches, like if it's hashtag worthy or not, if people really start putting it to use on. So if they do, they'll probably stick with that title. And I think they will, because it's such a simple, short, sweet, direct title. It reminds me of Tim Burton's 1989 Batman. You don't need a whole Batman versus Superman, Dawn of... We don't need all that.
Don't need all the punctuation, you're saying?
The Batman. Sounds good. Sounds awesome. Sign me up.
It kind of sounds like he's saying he is the Batman, even though I know he's not saying I am, as Ben Affleck, the only Batman.
Correct. It's about the connotation and the vibe that Ben is bringing to his portrayal of Batman is very much steeped in comic lore, where people hear whispers about the Batman. They don't even know that he actually exists.
Right.
He's just a myth. Until he catches you, and then you're like, damn it, the Batman.
And everyone's like, what do you mean? You mean the big light in the sky?
Right.
Yeah, I like that. Shooter is set to debut this fall. USA Network announced Monday the Ryan Phillippe starring TV adaptation of the 2007 action thriller will premiere on November 15th. Shooter was initially slated to premiere in July, but USA had to push it back. They did at least a week due to the sniper attack in Dallas last month, and then they decided, you know what? Let's just hold off till fall. Probably a good idea. The series finds Phillippe, a former Marine marksman who believes he was set up in a plot to assassinate the President of the United States. On the run, Swagger must stay one step ahead of the authorities while also searching for the real Shooter. Shooter is based on the Marky Mark Wahlberg hit film, and both projects are based on the Stephen Hunter novel Point of Impact. Actually, Wahlberg's going to be an executive producer on this.
Yeah, this was something I was looking forward to, so.
Cool. ABC is developing a new version of The Gong Show, which originally ran from 76 to 80, right before our time. It was previously revived in 1988, but only lasted one season. Apparently, it's basically America's Got Talent, but mostly minus the talent. They have a revolving panel of celebrity judges who would hit a big gong to stop the act that sucked, which happened a lot. It also had a reputation of being a little racy, but of course, that's in the 70s into 1980. Anyway, the new version will have the same premise. Although the acts, I guess, will somehow be chosen from the internet, either sought out from YouTube videos or have people submit audition tapes that way. Will Arnett is producing it, but we don't know if he's going to host it.
The report I saw yesterday said he was hosting it.
It says it's unclear whether he'd also be the MC like Chuck Barris was in the original, but I'm not sure.
And Will Arnett, I swear, if they do not give this to him, I will be disappointed.
Well, he is producing it.
I know, but the report I saw yesterday said he was going to host it, too.
It seems like maybe that would be up to him.
I would like it if he did. Make that decision, Will. That's what I'd be juiced about that.
Yeah, he's great.
I've never seen him in a hosting situation either, so I think as funny as he is, he could easily probably come up with some one-liners right off the top of his head that'll be very good.
Yeah, that's how he is. That's definitely true. The vice presidential debate is on tonight. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so I rewatched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Much more pleasurable when there's a bunch of reefer in me, just so you know. He's really funny in that.
Oh, God, he is so funny. Yeah. But I haven't seen that movie. All right, lots of fun.
Okay. You just make sure you're super high while you're doing it.
Got it.
21 and up.
That's right. Be
responsible. Yeah, man. Recreate responsibly.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine and New Girl on Fox after that. NCIS is new on CBS. Dancing with the Stars on ABC. And The Voice all new on NBC. Oh, and tonight, Empire of the Sun will be on Jimmy Fallon. Rob Lowe will be on James Corden. And
you think they're going to walk on a dream?
I'm assuming. All right. Right? I would hope so. Or they're doing it wrong.
Yeah. All wrong.
Hopefully they do. And Michael Rosenbaum. We just talked to him. He's going to be on Carson Daly tonight.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports.
sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
There's a lot of positive benefits to yoga, like getting more flexible, getting better at breathing, and improving your mental health. Unfortunately, getting in shape, not on that list.
No.
A new study found that just doing basic yoga poses doesn't really count as exercise, since it has the same effect on your body as light activities like cooking or doing the laundry.
Yeah, I would compare it to stretching more than
working out. Yeah, it's calisthenics.
Right.
It's the pre-funk to the workout.
And the cool down.
More intense types of yoga that have a cardio element do work like traditional exercise, according to this report. So if you want to get into better shape, you should try to look into power yoga.
Yeah, power yoga. I like yoga to the extreme. You need some cardio in there.
Yoga on yoga on yoga. I mean, health benefits aside, ladies, keep on rocking those pants. Let's do sports.
You're just a big yoga pant fan.
I mean, anything tight made of Lycra and or spandex.
I still don't understand wearing those around like their pants.
I don't either, but I'm glad they do.
I know that you are.
You know what I mean? Ryan Lochte. He was acting like a tough guy bro when he vandalized that gas station in Brazil. But in a new interview with USA Today, he got kind of emo about his feelings and how they were hurt when Michael Phelps blew him off while he was struggling to deal with the ensuing controversy.
Well, it's probably because you tried to throw him under the bus.
A little bit. I mean, what are you putting all this pressure and spotlight on me for? What about Michael Phelps and that DUI thing he had like a while back?
I don't know why he won't call me back now.
He says that when he reached out to Michael, he got a text back saying, quote, yeah, comma, sure, period. I'm here to help, period, end quote. But he wasn't. Ryan says, quote, he didn't call me. I was like, hey, can you please call me? Let me know. I need help. That never really happened.
So call him. You're texting him. What the hell?
He can't know that I really want to talk to him.
I text him. Why didn't he call me? I need his help. Call him. Oh my God, you dumbass.
There was one man that was there for Ryan, and that's Robert Matthew Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice.
Really?
Who's on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
With him.
That's right.
Ice. The Iceman, he says, quote, he seemed lost and embarrassed. He didn't know what to say. You could see it. He was flustered, and I kind of told him, put it together, man. Yesterday's history, and tomorrow's a mystery.
What? Vanilla Ice told him that? That's bad.
You know, what you did yesterday, you can't go back and change it. It happened. It's done.
End quote.
End quote.
The wise, wise Vanilla
Words
Ice.
Words of Rob Van Winkle.
That is inspirational.
He's like, look, man.
You know it's bad when that's your advice.
Ryan, Lochte, L-Dog. Yesterday's history, but tomorrow's a mystery.
That's what the poster in my bedroom says.
With the kitten.
The kitten. There's an air.
And a sky full of stars.
There's an air balloon. It says, shoot for the stars.
Another inspirational quote that says, I'm a cherry blossom that's about to bloom.
The sky is the limit. Haven't you heard that one? It's beautiful.
Man. Poetry. So magical.
It's inspirational.
Coming up, we'll jump into your sleaze on the NRQ Morning Show.
You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
Yes.
Real quickly, before you jump into this, some pretty big breaking news just happened, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet or not.
Probably not.
It involves Ben Stiller.
No.
He apparently has just revealed that he has been battling secretly prostate cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that just hit?
That just hit. It's on TMZ. It's on E! News. It's on Time Magazine.
Damn.
Yeah. Ben Stiller, man.
Thanks for kicking that off on a nice note. No, I know. You have to mention it.
Plus, you're a huge fan.
Plus, I'm probably going to run out of time. Yeah, so, thanks, dude. Yeah. Oh, man, that's crazy. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, as
later.
We get more details, we'll bring that to you.
Yeah. Angelina's next move. Within days of news that Angelina Jolie filed for a divorce from Brad Pitt, TMZ reported that she packed up the couple's half dozen children and moved the family to a residence about 45 miles away on a high bluff in Malibu. The Ocean View property owned by X-Men writer, director, producer Bryan Singer, who bought it in December 2010 for $8.5 million, is hidden behind high gates. It's privately positioned at the end of a long driveway and outfitted with a pretty big home automated system. The Bali-inspired 4,409 square feet residence has four bedrooms, four bathrooms, plus a separate one bedroom and one bathroom guest house, perfect for housing Ms. Jolie's round-the-clock security detail or dad sleepovers. I don't know. Brad needs to crash on the couch. He's got his own little place.
I mean, I feel like you are basically saying nobody will be able to find this sanctuary unless you happen to, like, you know, take pictures with yourself geotagged in them.
Yep.
Or your security guard just happens to not be around when you need them. Or somebody tips them off.
Yeah, somebody could have done that. I'm glad you brought that up because it's next. I don't know how much she's paying, but it looks like it was available short-term luxury lease. Around, it looks like, $3,400 to $4,200 per night if you stay 7 nights. It's a minimum. Or you can sign up for a year, $80,000. Oh, no, $80,000 per month, sorry, for this place. $80,000 a month.
It's a bargain.
So here we go with the fun stuff. As of yesterday, you and I, we always have to speculate where the Kardashians are concerned because they're pretty transparent with their publicity stunts. The latest one is the robbery. But again, we're just saying this is our opinion. But looks like a lot of other people said that too, because now the Kardashians are like, I know it was set up, but by whom? And it's like, well, we were saying you, but now they're saying it was an inside job, I'm sure. That's what the Kardashian family says, and Paris cops think. Sources involved in the case said police and the Kardashian family don't believe it was a coincidence that Kim was bodyguardless at the time the robbers showed up and somehow made their way into her apartment. They think the robbers were tipped off. It was the right time to strike. Well, yeah, we kind of thought that was you, though. There was a very small window when the robbers had easy access. And again, this is all from the Kardashian point of view. Kim had friends over until shortly before the incident went down. Could have been them. Kim's bodyguard was always by her side to the point where she joked about him getting annoying, except for the few hours he left to protect Courtney and Kendall in a nearby nightclub, as if they only have one bodyguard. Mm. Are they cutting down for costs? It's a huge flag on the plate for me.
I mean, you've got several different theories that are floating around right now.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of them involve this. Now, the couple I did see aren't insinuating that this guard, who is typically around her 24/7, and the one time he's not, she gets robbed. They're not saying he is responsible, or they're not even insinuating that he's connected.
Right.
But
however,
it just seems a little bit
low-staffed.
Yeah.
Totally.
Very, very weird that the one time y'all happen to be short on people.
And her kids aren't there. Weird. And no one's guarding her.
And this is supposed to be
a
super seclusive location that very few people know about.
And it's Paris week. She tweets and posts where she's going to be. She brags about her jewelry online all the time. The Kardashians are in no way suggesting, like you said, that the bodyguard was in on it. In fact, they say they know he wasn't. They're convinced that someone tipped off the robbers to strike at precisely the moment that they could get in without detection. The story goes robbers confronted the concierge at gunpoint in the lobby, and he let them up to the unit, and then they made him stay, and then he let them back down. But we're just hearing about that now.
And is there any, like, videotape surveillance? I'm assuming a hotel this nice has got to have some kind of security set up to where that statement that's being delivered can be verified.
All of the comings and goings should be. So the investigation is happening right now. Sources say cops are in the process of checking phone records of various people in and around the building to track suspicious activity. But I thought about that as well. What about the cameras?
That should help you definitely pinpoint what direction you need to be going in.
Because
on
this
investigation,
if they really did set this up, this is a big deal. Like, this is crime worthy. I would say that about their show too, but this is a huge deal.
And so, I mean, until we actually see some kind of concrete evidence right now that this did in fact happen, I'm going to probably stay on the side of, man, this could be just a big, huge ploy.
Yeah.
And trying to get some ratings or something, because the only thing we've got right now is Kim's word and missing jewelry. There's no surveillance video.
Yeah.
There's
And what makes it worse is all of the Kardashians' word. That makes it even worse. Like, then it's like, oh, man. So,
like, I want to believe, because it's a terrible thing. If it really did happen, it's a terrible,
I would feel like
tragic crime.
An a-hole.
Probably would freak you out.
Totally. But you, I mean,
you've cried wolf so many times
exactly.
with the stuff you guys have done.
And you guys set things up so much. It's there's
hard
no
to tell
truth.
What reality is with y'all.
Exactly. Because your reality show is not real at all.
No.
So a bodyguard named Steve, you used to work for them. He worked for Kim and Kanye until he, I guess, talk to Kim and Kanye let him go. Anyway, he says he wouldn't be surprised if it was a hoax, in part because not having security around her, that was fishy, as we talked about, especially after that moron tried to kiss her butt right in front of everyone.
But yeah, y'all ain't going to be staffed up.
Yeah, and I think maybe when that happened, it was like, ooh, everyone's talking about it. What else could happen to Kim? He also says they're probably happy to be in the headlines. As I said, they haven't been relevant lately, he said. If that was legit, he said she opened herself up to it by going on Snapchat and telling everyone where she was going and bragging about her jewelry online as well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, but it is a mess.
Yeah, and I saw one report, too, that, and I don't know how many people are aware of this, but, like, when you use your cell phone, whenever you take a picture, unless you actually go into your settings and turn off your location services, no matter what phone you have, iPhone, Android, whatever, your pictures, your videos, everything is always geotagged. Anybody that has the slightest ability with hacking or cracking codes can take your picture off of Instagram, save it, and find out exactly what coordinates you're at.
And with the way they use online stuff, especially when they've got deals with how many things they post and make money off of it, you would think that someone would have stepped in and enlightened them about that, but we don't know if they did. So
correct. There's so many questions with this situation, man.
Yeah, and give me a freaking break. Kardashian now back safely in New York City with Kanye. They arrived with way more security than your average head of state. There was an insane show of force in the form of a parade of black SUVs. Did you see the video of this when they pulled up?
It seemed a bit unnecessary.
15 to 20 bodyguards, about 10 black SUVs. They did the trick SUV or two where no one got out, and then you didn't know. Like, no one, get over yourself. You are not the effing president. They even had NYPD on the, like, they don't have anything to do. Like, no one else in town is ever going to have a problem at that moment and have to call the police, and they're all standing by for your parade of drama. Mm. Oh, that makes me mad. And last but not least, who's pregnant again? Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna's joint baby shower went off without a hitch this weekend, and a lot's changed for the couple. Well, that was fast again.
Pretty quick.
Rob showing up was a big deal, emphasis on big, because it was shot for their reality show. And as I told you, he'd gone back to the recluse mode lately, put on a bunch of weight he had lost. Chyna looks like she's about to pop. She's due next month, and I know you probably saw this
picture. I did.
But I wanted to look at it with you together. Man, he blew up.
Yeah, he got severely out of shape again. And I don't know how much he got down when they first started dating. I know,
like,
he had made some
50
progress.
50 pounds, they said, but we
didn't
know.
He looks like he's right back to where he started.
They both look crazy. I'm not fat shaming. I'm just observing this weight gain, but they both look about the same amount along.
Crazy, man. Poor Rob, too. Only Kardashian I even remotely would root for in any situation. Like, he just seems like the dude that wants nothing to do with the rest of his psycho family.
And then here comes Blac Chyna. I want attention. Hey, Rob.
I want a TV show, too.
Get me pregnant.
He's like, all I want to do is be a father and love somebody. That's it.
I thought you loved me. No? Okay.
You just wanted a TV show? Cool. All right. I'll go back to being a recluse. Like, it's a shame.
It's
I feel so bad for the kid.
Yeah, it is too bad, but he's got to get out of that whole area.
That's what he needs to do. Yeah. Just, bro, get out
you
on your
money.
Own too,
yeah,
and separate yourself from this entire situation.
If you want to be recluse, staying there is not the way to do it. Absolutely not.
Not when they can come popping in all whenever they want and setting things up and staging crews around your house that you clearly don't want there.
Yeah, and if you really don't want it, then do something about it. That's just rough.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Those clown sightings everybody keeps talking about.
Okay, scary.
Now spread to Oregon.
Scary, scary, scary.
Following reports of scary clowns in South Carolina and all other types of places across the country, The Oregonian is now reporting that on Friday, 20-year-old Crystal Foster was driving near O'Brien Square in Portland when a man in a silver and black clown mask approached her car.
No.
Foster said the clown banged on her windows and tried to open her door before she drove away
called
police.
Nightmare.
Sounds like downtown Portland. That's what they do. They dress up in weird...
In clown suits? The scary clowns?
Downtown is full of some very interesting individuals.
But I'm not disagreeing with that. That's a no duh. It's called Portland. I'm saying this whole trend of dressing up like a scary clown and doing this is... It's just like so scary. I can't even... It's like a scary movie. I would freak out.
I think in this particular case, she just ran into somebody who fits
likes
into Portland. That
dress
that's his
like
thing.
A clown?
Because, I mean, all the other clown sightings are on backlit roads late at night.
Well, maybe
where
he's
there's
not
no
good
lights.
At this.
I mean, he could be a rookie.
Maybe he's
just,
out like clowning
like
around.
Maybe
literally
he's just,
clowning
could,
around.
He could be. I just feel like it's some juggler from Portland who was like,
booga,
hey,
booga, booga.
Can I get a cigarette?
Are you an
Give
Uber?
Give me some change.
Are you my Uber?
Like, that's what I'm envisioning.
All
but
right.
On Wednesday, a woman in Redmond reported seeing a person wearing a creepy clown mask with the blue painted teeth. There have now been reports of clown sightings in at least 10 states.
So basically, I might get charged with punching a clown in the face. Because if someone comes up to me like that, I don't think I can control myself. That is insane. I'd be like, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Are you a person?
If your sweet 18-year-old child went away to college this year and you're laying in bed at night wondering if deep pains of empty nest syndrome will ever go away.
Oh my God.
Spoiler alert, they will and soon. A new study found the average parent gets over empty nest syndrome at 3 months and 14 days into it.
Or before.
Or before. That should be right around Thanksgiving for those marking off the days on the calendar.
Gotcha.
And then that's when they come home and you realize you're only sort of happy to see them.
Really?
That's what they say.
Harsh.
So what do parents do once they've adjusted to the empty nest life?
Change your room.
The top three things are more traveling. Setting up a home gym, which I guess would be in your old room, and more sex. More
ew.
Sex, indeed.
No, thanks.
According to the Huffington Post.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could have gone without that. I mean, Huffington
just
Post,
saying.
But just,
you know,
doing
like
your job.
They felt like you needed to know.
I don't even like them anymore.
All right. The Texas Rangers just announced some ridiculous new food items they'll be selling at their concession stands during the playoffs. And they either hired a psychopath as their new head chef, or they overbought on food at Costco.
Was it a clown?
And they decided to randomly throw it all together to try to get rid of it.
What do we got here?
Well, here's the three new things that they'll have on sale.
Is it sort of like the stoners coming up with Taco Bell menus?
This is way worse.
Okay.
The first on the new menu options is a pita bread sandwich featuring smoked brisket, mac and cheese, and caramel popcorn.
What?
Now, from the picture that I saw earlier, it looks like they put either mustard or nacho cheese on top of all that.
Ew.
And it'll set you back $15.
Ew.
This is one of the clowns?
Maybe.
I bet it is. NRQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Mary McBee. I was trying to call Emma back.
Hey, Mary. Hold on, okay? We're doing sports.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hashtag GBH.
Gotta listen before you call. Oh,
thank you, listener
you.
Mary.
Sorry, Mary. We love you,
We'll
though.
Get you taken care of. But they've got a 2-pound hamburger covered in a cheese sauce made from ghost peppers. That actually sounds quite appealing to me because I love peppers. I've never met a pepper I can't handle.
Yeah, I like peppers, too. The corn or the, what was that, popcorn or whatever?
Yeah, the,
on the first
popcorn on the brisket with the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And not just popcorn, but caramel popcorn.
Is that the sweet, savory type of thing?
That's what I think they're going for, but
I don't like it.
The 2-pound hamburger covered in the cheese sauce, though, with the ghost peppers, that'll set you back $27.
Whoa!
The last of the three new menu items are going to be serving up. A hot dog inside of a tamale.
Oh, my God.
Covered in chili and nacho cheese. Now, they're not saying how much this one's going to cost. And I'm kind of curious as to why, because that is probably the most appealing sounding one out of all of them.
I want, well, maybe they don't tell you how much because it's like $45. The last
that might
one
be
was 27.
Well spent.
Whew, that is it's expensive.
Because I dig a tamale.
Yeah.
And a hot dog's always good. So you take the tamale, you gut that, you throw the wiener inside of the tamale, then you put chili and nacho cheese on it.
All right.
Fat kid heaven.
I can see that.
The Rangers will kick off the playoffs Thursday afternoon. After the break, we got Muse, Bishop Briggs, 21 Pilots, New Green Day, and your music news.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7.
103.7
KNRQ.
Top 10 alternative songs. Blink 182, Bored to Death, came in at number 10. Kings of Leon, Waste a Moment, came in at number 9. And Bishop Briggs with River sits at number 8, went down from 5. Fanagram, You Don't Get Me High Anymore, came in at number 7. And Kaleo, Way Down We Go, came in at 6. Got a little bit of Kaleo news coming up in just 1 second. Cage the Elephant in Trouble came in at 5. The Head and the Heart, All We Ever Knew, came in at number 4. Gave away those tickets. Congratulations, Krista. Green Day, Bang Bang, came in at 3. Bastille, Good Grief, came in at 2. And still at number 1, 21 Pilots and heathens.
And don't forget to text that keyword green to 64636 as many times as you can between now and next Friday, the 14th, for your chance at winning the Green Day Flyaway.
Whee!
And Trey Cole's drum kit. More details at nrq.com.
Now, let's see if I can... I didn't have time to record this whole audio, but it is the new Kaleo release, Save Yourself. They've got a new album out, and you saw it right before we went on, basically. They did the whole thing on an iceberg in their home country of Iceland. And the video premiered. Here we go. There's a little bit of the song.
What you need, you will not see. Choose your words before you speak.
Yeah, they're decked out in their
winter wear, man.
For sure.
He's got
Eskimo
a turtleneck
wear.
On. He's got a sweater over the turtleneck.
He's got some sort of pelt, animal pelt, man, lining his jacket.
That dude's voice is crazy.
It is. So you can look that up. It's Kaleo, Save Yourself.
I wonder if that's how they're going to do every video, is just shoot it somewhere in some isolated location. They did Way Down We Go inside the volcano in Iceland.
Yeah.
Then they did this one, Save Yourself, on an iceberg in the middle of the water or ocean. Don't know if that's a river or what. I don't know how Iceland gets down. But he's just, they're all out there floating. I'm still curious as to how they hook their instruments up.
Right? I don't know if they're really playing or not.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. I don't know. Usually in music videos, they don't do that anyway. But
right.
At least it's believable.
Look up the whole, I didn't get a chance to watch all of it, but good point. We'll
they don't even
out.
Like, where Way Down We Go, you see them going into the volcano and setting up. This one, it just opens up. They're already there on the iceberg.
Yeah.
You don't know how they get there and how they plug in.
I think it's much safer than it looks, probably. Hopefully. Rock needs to know.
Where are the holes?
What is happening? Blink-182 has revealed plans to release their first 6 albums on vinyl. The release will come as part of a 10-LP box set and will hit shops on October 7th. The collection will include all of the band's early releases and will feature previous guitarist Tom DeLonge. Despite leaving the band, DeLonge has remained in the spotlight, making recent headlines for comments about the state of punk rock and aliens, if I could just say.
How crazy would that be for Tom DeLonge if Tom DeLonge thinks he's on all the reissued vinyls, but in reality, they had Matt go in there and recut everything.
Oh, man, that would be so...
Don't worry, Tom.
Them.
Yeah, right? Don't worry, Tom. We got some aloe for that in the office.
No, we told you we had a new burn. Guy. We told you. How did you even notice? I thought you were I thought you had a tinfoil hat on.
Man,
I didn't know what you were doing.
You were in a bunker.
Let's see here. Oasis, man. Liam Gallagher made an appearance at the premiere of the new Oasis documentary Supersonic. He was joined by his girlfriend Debbie and wore a simple black ensemble with his classic mode hairstyle, weirdo. Supersonic documents the band's rise to fame over a period of 3 years from 1993 to 96, which means it's about Oasis and Champagne Supernovas. Let's see, what's the other one? There's one more. Wonderwall, that's it. Yeah, so it's about Wonderwall and Champagne Supernova, I'm assuming. It features hours of footage of new interviews with Noel and Liam and their mom, members of the band and crew. But remember this little nugget? Quote, it's supersonic. It could easily have been over 7 hours long. We did 12 interviews with Noel and the same with Liam. We did about 20 hours with both of them. We talked to Noel and Liam, and it was like we'd created a conversation between them, even though they weren't in the same room and won't talk and won't be in the same room. But, 20 hours. Remember that? And they tried to fit it together like it was some sort of
interview. And I was like, you know what? This is going to go badly. We're really good.
Editing is good on that. The youngest Marley is living up to his name. Damian Marley has announced that he, in partnership with Ocean Grown Extracts, is converting a former 77,000-square-foot California state prison into a cannabis grow space that will cultivate medical marijuana for state dispensaries.
I wonder if they got that idea from the dude who got busted earlier this week, the 23-year-old guy, for using a cemetery in Vermont as his marijuana grow operation.
Well, this is pretty cool. Damian says many people sacrificed so much for the herb over the years, and they got locked up, noting the poetic justice of turning a prison that once housed nonviolent drug offenders into a cannabis cultivation facility. So I like that little twist. If the venture helps people, he says, and it's used for medical purposes and inspires people, it's a success. The venture will also generate 100 jobs in an economically stagnant region, actually plagued by an ongoing historic drought and descending oil prices, both of which have damaged the region's traditional farming and oil industries and will generate an estimated $1 million in annual tax revenues for Kolinga. A new business began in a very organic way, is what his longtime manager said. I don't know if he was trying to be funny. Marley is cross-promoting his cannabis ventures with his music, Stony Hill. The name of that new Denver dispensary is also the title of his fourth full-length album, set to be released in January. Marley's new strain also happens to be the name of his track from Stony Hill.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So look forward to that. Speaking of weed, the BET Hip Hop Awards is on tonight. Snoop Dogg will be honored with an I Am Hip Hop Award for his long career, which has spanned more than two decades. Billboard asked a bunch of people in the rap community what their favorite Snoop moment was, and they mentioned early stuff like Doggy Style. Others gave him credit for managing to stay relevant for so long, and several noted what he's done for marijuana.
He's done a lot of for marijuana, like smoked it.
Raised a lot of awareness.
Lots of awareness.
In terms of just being aware that it's there.
Thick smoke clouds hanging around you will make people aware.
Very much aware, yes. Thank you, Snoop Dogg. Change the world.
Uncle Snoop.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Up next, we got your last check on news and sports. Later this hour, we got your final countdown. Also, I believe we've got the head and the heart on the way. We still have your chance to win tickets and meet and greet passes all week long. But right now, we got your dumbass of the day.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
Pretty sure not only is this dude the dumbass of the day, he may also end up in hell. I mean,
okay then.
When you put your cozy slippers on to curl up by the fire, you generally do that in front of the fireplace, not in front of the church you just torched intentionally.
Just trying to warm up, huh?
The cops in Fort Pierce, Florida got a call Thursday evening about a fire at a church, and there was definite signs it was arson. Now, fortunately, the church had security cameras so the cops could see exactly what happened. And they got a fantastic look at the guy's face as he set the church on fire.
That nativity scene went up quick, you guys. I'm sorry. Man. I didn't know that hay was going to burn so fast. Woo!
They did not recognize him, but they could tell he was wearing slippers. And that was enough for them to go on. They figured that meant he lived close enough by to where he didn't mind strolling the streets in some slippers.
Oh, yeah, clearly not his Sunday best.
So they went around the area, all around town, showing the surveillance shots to different people. And one of them recognized him and was like, oh, that's Taquarius. He lives right there.
He walks around in his slippers all the time.
That's his house shoes.
Yeah.
You don't even need him in the house.
That makes sense.
Turns out it was 38-year-old Taquarius Ward, and he was arrested for arson. The cops caught him so quickly after they got their hands on the surveillance footage that he was still in the same clothes and reeked of smoke. Didn't even have enough time to go home and change. This thing, according to Treasure Coast Palm, sounds like it was done in about 6 hours, the entire investigation.
And he was just hanging out real close, trying to warm up?
I guess. Not only do you have to be dumb enough to go commit arson, you're dumb enough to burn a church down, and then, to boot, you don't even take the time and or effort to go remove any trace evidence, change your clothes, nothing.
Well, and you're walking around in your slippers. That's just nonsense.
That's a faux pas.
Right? That's the biggest deal for me.
It kind of is, man. Treasure Coast Palm, they got some of the details, but not the big one, man.
Yeah. Well, good luck to him at the gates.
He's gonna need it. Those pearly gates might not let you in there, Aquarius.
Should be interesting.
Out here just burning down churches. Shameful.
It's kind of like number one on the list.
Right.
God's list of don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't burn the Bible.
That's up there. Don't burn the flag. Don't be racist.
Don't show up to church just for free wine and bread on communion day.
Because it's not wine at all.
They've got a pantry. They'll help you out.
It's a lot of holes in this.
Taquarius.
He is misled.
So shameful. Imp.
Sad.
You're listening to Rock and Emma. And we'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
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 Police said Cooper Wade Eller, he's 29, he stole some items from the Walmart on West 11th about 6:30 p.m. on Friday.
And kids?
I think kidnapping is just a term. I think it's a grown person that he actually had napped.
I just meant stealing things. When you opened with kidnapping. I wasn't sure if he was complete terror.
That'd be terrible. it happened on Friday, and like I said, he drove off in his Ford Contour, and when cops took off after him, Eller allegedly refused to let his female passenger out of the car. Authorities said Eller eventually got out of the vehicle, climbed over a fence, and left the woman in the car, the one that he wouldn't let her get out of. He can leave.
Okay.
You've got to stay. You've been napped.
And you have been napped. I'm out.
And he provided false information to the cops when he was arrested, so there's that.
Oh, well, that's good.
So now he's facing charges of theft, kidnapping, reckless endangering, reckless driving, eluding police, DUII, and providing false information to a police officer.
Kidnapping. She got in willingly. Yeah, well, she wanted to get out, so... It's kind of a big deal.
I mean, a little bit. Let me go. No. I can leave. You got to stay. You got some cops to deal with here. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I've got lunch to go to.
He bails. She's like, you know you can unlock the door from inside, right? You can't lock me in here.
Now, I'm not sure what the volume is of the standard human rectum. I've never actually thought about it before, and I don't really want to think about it this morning, but this dude left me no choice.
Bring it up anyway, huh?
Have to, because he gave me no choice.
Oh, really? No
choice. There's a 32-year-old guy named Corey Davis from Scranton, PA, and he got popped last week for selling drugs. He ran from the cops, but they caught up and arrested him, and when they took him to the station, he told him he had heroin hidden in his no-go hole.
At least he was honest.
Apparently, he was being modest, though, too. Modest and honest, because he didn't just have heroin up there. He had all the world's heroin up there.
All of it?
He wound up pulling 110 little baggies of heroin out of his poor, overworked rectum.
110?
110.
I feel so sorry for those police officers.
And those baggies.
Yeah, more so for the people that had to strap on those gloves, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
he's like, keep going. You got 74? You got some more work to do. It's almost time to go. You better hurry up.
So far away from done, guys. How do you know when you are done if you get 110 out?
I guess you count one at a time.
Well, you don't know, though, if there's any more up
there. Oh, no, but he knows. You just got to hope he's being honest
with
you.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, after 110, I feel like we've got enough. Like, if you got a couple more up there, that's on you, Chip. Go ahead and pass those.
You're saying, I'm done with this.
Tapping out at 110.
I'm going to have to say that's it.
The cops didn't say how much they weighed, but even 110 empty little baggies would take up a tremendous amount of space. And these all had heroin in them. So they probably weighed quite a bit and were kind of girthy. He's now facing several felony charges.
I wonder what would happen if one of them opened and that kind of... I don't know much about heroin, but I imagine if it's inside of... you in any way it could affect you.
I would think. Again, not a heroin expert.
Right.
We'll have to find one. Or Spider!
We'll have to ask Al for Spider's number.
Now, I've seen a million clown sighting stories in the past few months. We've brought you several of them, and here we go again. Oh. But this one's got a twist.
Okay.
An 18-year-old near Cincinnati named Alexandra Conley. She called the cops on Saturday and said she was on her way to work when a guy dressed as a clown ran up on her and attacked her with a knife.
Jeez.
She said he was in full clown regalia, complete with a red wig and white makeup, and a teardrop on his left cheek.
What kind of clown is this?
One fresh out the pen.
I guess.
He jumped over a fence, waved a knife in the air, and slashed her thumb. So cops and paramedics showed up, you know, to deal with the paper cut on her thumb.
The murderous clown.
Apparently, even the paramedics realized that the cut wasn't deep at all, and the girl was pretty calm about the whole situation, which didn't add up. For somebody who had just been slashed by a crazy knife-wielding clown.
Right? I would be a little worked up, yeah.
So the cops started pressing her for more details, and by more details, they asked her the same question twice, and she eventually admitted she made up the whole thing because she was running late for her job at McDonald's, complete with a clown who happens to work there with red hair and white face paint. No teardrop, though.
That's true. I'm wondering, I would worry if Ronald McDonald had a teardrop. Good point.
But she did not want to get fired. She knew she was running late. This is apparently a frequent occurrence for her, so she made the whole thing up. No word on whether she still has a job or not, but now she's facing charges for filing a false police report. There's also another crazy clown story in the news right now, too.
Wrong clown, lady.
A 13-year-old chick in Virginia recently reached out to someone on the internet's social media specifically, as a clown. The person she reached out to was posing as a clown. And she intentionally hollered at him to try to get that clown to be her hitman and kill her teacher.
Online?
Online.
Man, I told you this clown trend is out of control. Now we're taking out hits on people and using
them? The 14-year-old yesterday with the vape pen, the 13-year-old today putting out hits with clowns?
We have the clown with a teardrop now?
What is wrong with the country?
I don't know. Clowns were supposed to be like little kid friendly and like parties and balloon animals.
To be fair, I believe John Wayne Gacy threw that whole look at the clown away years ago. Like, I mean, I've never been able to look at a clown after finding out about John Wayne Gacy and not be freaked out.
Well, and people were already scared of clowns anyway, so this is not helping.
I just automatically assume every single clown, no offense to any clowns out there, I just assume you're a serial killer.
Right? Just saying. Teardrop or not.
Don't need that to crack this code.
You leave it to our own devices here.
Former NFL quarterback Steve Young has a book coming out next week called QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. And in it, he says that a ref once gave him a good call so that he would ask out his daughter. He says the ref made the proposition in the middle of a game, saying, quote, I'm in the middle when the head ref taps me on the shoulder and he says, can I talk to you for a second? Steve says that he stepped away from the huddle and the guys talk about how his daughter is going to BYU, where Steve went.
Oh, my God.
And then the ref says, quote, I'd like you to take her out.
Are you serious?
Now, he didn't really know what to say, so he just asked what her name was and returned to the huddle. Later in the game, Steve was trying to mount a comeback, but he got hit real hard and fumbled the ball. It looked like he was going to lose the game, but then the ref threw his flag. Steve says, quote, he caused a personal foul on the defense. First down. I get up and brush myself off. Then the ref walks past me and whispers, she likes Italian food.
Oh, my God. Are you? It's like my mom out there.
Right? Now, it's unclear whether or not he ever contacted the girl, but, I mean, that's a very, very interesting way to mount a comeback and win a game.
Did anyone ask this ref or
track
him
down?
No,
he didn't identify the ref.
Oh,
so I'm sure it could probably be pretty easy if somebody wanted to go back and watch hours upon hours of old Steve Young 49ers game film and try to find this situation.
I wouldn't put it past someone, though. You know,
I believe it.
That is crazy. Yeah, that's, man, so funny.
It would have been greater if he would have accepted. I'm like, all right, I got you.
Kind of
after
leaves
that. No
thank
problem.
You. Not a problem at all, sir. See you at 8.
Yeah. Should I bring flowers, candy?
What is she like? It does kind of make you wonder about other calls, though.
Yeah, man. That's crazy how finicky the NFL could be. Ref out here just trying to help his daughter, his granddaughter, whoever, his daughter.
Couldn't even
love.
Wait till after the game, huh?
Yeah, man. Who waits? Nobody waits for love. Not refs, not Steve Young. Nobody am.
Like he forgot until they were down there. Hey, you know what? I meant to ask you something. Could you get over here, away from your huddle?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry. The name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up. You're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.